In Elkins, West Virginia, seven men are on trial in a federal courtroom for allegedly stealing trees from a national forest. The men are charged with cutting down $250,000 worth of black cherry lumber without permission. For years, people have been stealing trees to sell the timber, but industry spokesmen say the problem is growing. Dan Hyman of West Virginia Public Radio has more.
The men are charged with conspiring to steal the lumber from the Monongahela National Forest, which is 100 miles east of Charleston. According to the prosecution, they would go into an isolated part of the National Forest near a visitor center, fell the trees, and load them onto their logging trucks. The logs were then sold to unsuspecting sawmill owners. Industry officials say timber rustling has been growing in West Virginia over the past 5 years, driven by the high price of hardwoods such as black cherry and red oak. These woods can be used to make veneer for expensive furniture. Dick Waybright is the executive director of the West Virginia Forestry Association.
There have been logs and trees in West Virginia that have gone for $2,000 or $3,000. A couple logs, you have a pretty good paycheck for the day.
Most sawmills buy wood that comes in off the street. It's called gatewood, and Waybright says it's difficult for mill owners to tell which lumber is stolen and which is not.
Someone can drive in with two or three logs on the back of his truck, and from all they know, it's just some old farmer, you know, it's got a, you know, cherry tree down property, wanting a few bucks to, you know, send his kid to school. If you don't buy them, he'll just drive to another mill or someplace and sell them.
Catching tree rustlers is also difficult. Most rustling occurs deep in the woods. Generally, there are no witnesses. Only four state conservation officers regularly patrol hundreds of square miles of forest in two central West Virginia counties. Sometimes a landowner might not even notice a loss for weeks or months. And rustling might only take a few minutes. Lieutenant Mike Waugh is a conservation officer for the State Department of Natural Resources.
If you have a rollback truck of some type, like a rollback wrecker, and a couple chainsaws, you're talking maybe 25 minutes to bring out a log that's worth $2,500 to $3,000.
Once an arrest has been made, proving the case can be tough, too. In the federal trial in Elkins, the prosecution has used physical evidence, checks and samples cut from the trees, to try to link the men to the crime. However, nature does provide some help here. Again, Lieutenant Waugh.
As I'm sure any ninth grader can tell you, that tree rings are distinctive to a particular tree. If you have tree rings on the stump that's left, you can match those against the trees in a lumber yard someplace. And it's pretty definitive evidence.
In the last year, West Virginia officials reported 61 indictments for stealing lumber. The problem has grown so large that this year the legislature passed a law making theft of more than $1,000 worth of lumber a felony. If convicted under the state law, a timber rustler could face jail time and a substantial fine. The seven men are on trial facing federal charges, and if convicted, could spend up to 10 years in prison and face $250,000 in fines. For NPR News, I'm Dan Hyman in Elkins, West Virginia.